AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Today, 11-year-old Mia Cirillo gave video testimony to the House Oversight Committee describing the day 19 classmates and two teachers were shot to death by an 18-year-old armed with a semi-automatic weapon in Uvalde, Texas.
He shot my friend that was next to me, and I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
The House moved quickly to pass gun legislation in response to the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde that would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit the sale of ammunition magazines with a capacity of more than 15 rounds. During the floor debate, Republicans denounced the bill, Ohio's Jim Jordan dismissing arguments that their opposition is nonsense.
It is not nonsense to defend the Second Amendment. Second Amendment protects our God-given rights to defend ourselves, our family, our property, and our freedom. That is not nonsense. That is essential is what it is, and it's part of the Constitution.
The House legislation has almost no chance of becoming law as Senate negotiators focus on improving mental health programs, bolstering school security, and enhancing background checks. Texas Republican John Cornyn doesn't see the likelihood of an agreement until sometime around the next recess at the end of this month. As President Biden makes his way to the Summit of Americas in Los Angeles, protesters demand he takes action to address issues that have been plaguing migration to the U.S. Angelica Salas.
You promise solutions. We demand that those solutions come forward. And we understand that there's obstacles in Congress, that there we have senators and a Republican Party that's not willing to engage. But you have the power as a president of the United States to extend protection to our people.
Biden has also been criticized for the absence of key leaders from several nations, including Mexico. This is AP News. A California man is in federal custody charged with attempted murder after being arrested near Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house in Maryland. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Prosecutors say Nicholas Roski was carrying a gun, a knife, and zip ties, and told police he was going to break into Kavanaugh's house and kill him.
If these reports are correct, an assassination attempt against a sitting justice, or something close to it.
Roski told police he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion case. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants the Senate to pass a Supreme Court security bill.
This is exactly the kind of event that many feared, that the terrible breach of the court's rules and norms could fuel.
Roski also told police he believed Kavanaugh would support loosening gun laws after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make him better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings. Naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to TryRoughGreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.